This is hour number four of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Instead of playing records during this hour, we're going to go back and revisit past performances from the Chicago Blues Fest. We've got two sets. First, Charles Brown from 1988. And then we'll listen to Smokey Smothers and the Ice Cream Men from the year 1986. Special bonus, Floyd Jones in his last performance. Off to the Chicago Blues Fest, here on Blues Before Sunrise.
Stuffing quicksand, baby. Now I'm going down slow. I stepped in quicksand, baby. Charles Brown is going down slow. Lord, I'm up to my neck in trouble. Every day brings more and more. Ever since I met you, baby, Charles Brown been shaking down low. Ever since I met you, baby, I've been shaking down low. If you don't want my loving, turn me loose and let me go. Turn me loose. Turn me loose. Baby, turn me loose and let me go. Turn me loose. Me lose it, let me go. Don't want my loving. Don't you come a knocking on my door. Some of you remember this number. How many of you remember Bobby Blue Bland? Do you remember that? Well, you know, we were the forerunners of Bobby Blue Bland, B.B. King. In fact, I gave B.B. King his first job in Atlanta, Georgia. This tune, when we did it with the Blazers, we came here, it sold 12 million records. That's why I'm doing these by myself. And I know you remember this. Bobby Bland recorded it. Billy Eckstein did it with Count Basie. I wrote this number when I was 12 years old. So listen to it. Well, I'm drifting and I'm drifting like a ship out on the sea. I'm drifting and I'm drifting like a ship out on the sea. Charles Brown ain't got nobody in this world to care for me. If my baby would only take me back again. If my baby would only take me back again. Charles Brown ain't good for nothing. You know I don't have no friend. Give you all my money, baby. Tell me, what more can I do? I give you all my money. What more can I do? Well, you just a good little girl. You just won't be true. Baby, baby, bye, 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 bye. Bye, 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 baby. Baby, bye, 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 bye. It's gonna be too late, baby. I'll be too far away. We want you to get together. This is an old number. This is in tribute to one of my dear friends who used to work with me, Amos Milburn. We want you to clap with us. Come on, one, two, let's go. Come on. Oh, yeah. Everybody, come on. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. It made me lose my happy home. Everybody, come on. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. It made me lose my happy home. When I left for home this morning, promised I would think, stay real straight and sober, so that I wouldn't drink. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. Bad, bad whiskey. made me lose my happy home. This isn't Christmas time, but a lot of people wonder, where am I on Christmas? You know, I haven't been to Chicago since 1956, and you hear these records, your mama might play them, and we want to let you know, and when we're going to sing them, that it's us. Is that all right? We had the Eagles record this just like mine. It sold millions of records. Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Wise will be singing, silent night, Christmas carols by a candlelight. Please come home for Christmas, come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. And relations, send salutations. You as the stars shine above. When it's Christmas time, my dear, that's the time of year. Be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you never more wrong? Christmas and New Year's, we'll find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grieving pain. 'Cause I'll be happy, happy once again. Sorrow, no grieving pain, 'cause I'll be happy Christmas, yeah, yes, once again. Thank you very much. I'm telling you, that's it. Now, when I talk about Sam Cooke, we like to have reminiscing and be reminiscing. This little tune, how many of you remember Bringing On Home to Me? Do you remember that number? Yeah. Well, I want to tell you something. I was in Newport, Kentucky, playing for the gangsters outside of Cincinnati, and I was scared to leave there simply because they tell me they shoot you if you leave. So when Donna Washington came in, she said, Charles, I want to bring you to Chicago. She said, do you owe these people anything at Robert's Show Lounge? I said, well, Donna, I said, yeah, I can go. I said, I don't have no attachments here. She said to me, she said, okay, I'm going to ask the boss. So she went and asked Drew Anderson, well, can Charles Brown open up at Robert's Show Lounge with me? He said, of course he can do it. So that night when I went to work, I was all happy because I'm going to come to Chicago with Donna Washington. At Robert's Show Lounge, she told me how it was going to be. And all of a sudden, he comes in that night and sit at the bar drinking. And I said, Papa Andrews, I said, you know, did Donna ask you, could I come to Chicago? He said, oh, yeah, she asked me. I said, well, can I go? I said, you know, I've been here a long time. And I said, usually people get tired of you when you're here too long. He said, well, yeah, that's true, but they're not tired of you, Charles Brown. He said, you can go with Donna if you want. I said, but you know what? He said, you know that Cadillac I bought you with the gold wheels? I said, yes, sir. He said, you wouldn't want to find yourself down the river with a bullet in your head. I said, Papa, Lord, no, I don't want to go. So the same time, I didn't come to Chicago at that time. So Sam Cooke came, and he heard this number. As I said, sitting on a stool with me, he would sing. He said, Charles, that's a great number. And he sat on a stool with me. And I did, I want to go home. And he said, Charles, when we get to California, he said, we're going to do, I want to go home. And so when I went to California, he set up a recording session, Sam Cooke did. And I was so busy going to the horse racing at Santa Anita racetrack, I didn't get to the session. So Sam Cooke knew I was coming, so he kind of remembered how I want to go home went, so they made Bring It On Home to me. And so when my father died, Sam Cooke said, Charles Brown, you know, I stole that from you. He said, but do you need any money to help with your father? I said, no, I don't need any, because Papa's insured good. He's a Mason and everything. So from then on, this is the number. And later on, I want you to join in with me if you feel it. Is that all right? How many of you want to go home sometime when you get homesick? Whether you be from Mississippi, Alabama, Texas. Yes. Because I get homesick to see all my people. Wanna go home, 'cause I feel so all alone. Lord, I wanna go home. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. You know I'm so homesick as I can be. Please, please, somebody have mercy on me. I want to go back home. I want to go 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 back home. You can repeat after me. I want to go home. I direct you. Come on. You know that I, come on, want to go home. 'Cause I feel so all alone. That's it. I want to go home. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. You know, I was out in California and I called my baby long distance. I says, honey, can't you send Charlie Brown just a little bit of your money? She said, Charles Brown, you know I'm on welfare. And all that money you made off of Merry Christmas, baby. Please come home for Christmas. Drifting blues, black night. And you got to call him for my little welfare check. And she said, no, Charles Brown, you know that ain't right. And she said these are the words. Why don't you do like Sam Cooke said? And she said these are the words. If you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, you better bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving on home to me. Yes, yes, everybody. That's why I wanna go home, 'cause I feel so all alone. I wanna go back home. I wanna go home. You know, it makes me kind of sad when I think of all my friends, some down in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, Florida, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Tennessee, North and South Carolina, Virginia and West Virginia, Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Cicero, Illinois, Chicago, Detroit, Michigan, Davenport, Iowa, San Francisco, Watts, California, and I say it one more time, last but not least, Chicago. How about a nice hand for Chicago? It brings the tears into my eyes when I begin to realize that's why Charles Brown wanna go home. I want to go back home. You know, sometimes early in the morning, you don't have nobody to talk to. Some of you might go down in your mama's cellar. You get some of those old big 7 or 8 records that brought back so many memories of great artists like Nat King Cole, B.B. King, Sam Cooke, Donna Washington, Amos Milburn, Roy Brown, Ruth Brown, Big Joe Turner, Louis Jordan, T-Bone Walker, and so many others I could name, and last but not least, Charles Brown. And you go back as far as 1947, some of you weren't even here then, but we were right here in Chicago spreading the good news. A little tune, 1947, I bet you don't remember this. Christmas, baby. Should you treat me nice? Merry Christmas, baby. Should you treat me nice? Hear me, diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. mighty fine. Got good music on my stereo. Ooh, feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. Chimney, half past three. Have all these pretty presents that you see before me. Ooh, Merry Christmas, pretty baby. Sure been good to me. Well, I haven't had a drink this morning. I'm all lit up. I'm all lit up. Ooh, like a Christmas tree. Ooh.
And welcome back to coverage of the 5th Annual Blues Fest from the Petrillo Music Show here in Chicago. I'm down in the Musician's Lounge. I'm Steve Cushing along with Richard Steele. I'm down here in the Musician's Lounge, and sitting alongside of me is the fellow that you just heard perform, Charles Brown. I heard one particular story, Charles. I heard you tell this, and for anybody who has a strong attachment to their grandparents or were raised by their grandparents, they can probably identify with this story.
Yes, you know, it's really something that things happen in your life, and, you know, you can tell about it because you can tell it over any number of times, and it's still the same story. Yes, my grandmother was a very great Christian woman. She reared me when my mother died at 6 months old, and it's a funny thing that I went to college, Prairie View College, and had a chance to play with the Prairie View Band. And I can remember the time we went to Corpus Christi, Texas, and it was known for mosquitoes down there. And I think that I must have been bitten by a malaria mosquito and had the malaria fever. When I came back, I had this high fever. And they put me in the hospital there in Prairie View. My fever was running 105 to 106, and the doctors, I didn't want to eat anything. And in fact, he said my spleen was swelling, and he said I should notify my grandfather who was home. My grandmother had died. So it looked like to me it was a vision that I was going to be glad when tomorrow came. And I said, oh, I'll be glad when tomorrow comes. And I don't know why I wanted to say that. It looked like something was going to happen good for me the next day, but I guess it must have been death. But anyway, by me saying this, I said, I don't know what's going to happen. But then here my grandmother shows up in a familiar form, right in a rocking chair beside this bed in a hospital.
In a vision.
In a vision, yeah. And she was right there. And then she said, oh, it's with Charles, how are you? I said, well, I'm not so well. But Mama, I said, I'm so glad to see you because I want to come where you are now. She said, oh, no, you can't come where we are now. I said, because, I mean, you have too much to do. And he said, now, you haven't seen your mama. I said, no. So I looked up over my bed. It seemed to me the vision that was my mother. I had never seen her, no more than a picture. There she was, the picture that I saw, her smiling at me. She said, now you got to take that, what your mother has in her hand. I said, well, Mama, it looked like a silver dime. And I said, no, Mama, I don't want that. I said, I want to come where you're. She said, no, you take, now you do what I said. You take what your mother had. So I reached and grabbed this silver dime or whatever it was, closed my hand, and I guess they disappeared. And when I come to my senses there, The nurse was opening the windows or something that whatever that morning. I said, well, nurse, I said, somebody's been in my room and stealing my money that my mother gave me. She said, what do you mean, Mr. Brown? I said, you in isolation. It's nobody up here but you. I said, well, somebody stole my money. And she said, well, no, I'm going to give you a hypodermic And she said that and put you to sleep because you're restless. So she gave me this hypo. Yeah, and then I went to sleep. And when I woke up the next morning, and I hadn't been eating, and it seems to me that, I was so hungry, and I wanted to eat. And then that was me getting well from then on.
From the vision from your grandmother.
My grandmother, the vision. And it's a funny thing. When my roommates came to see me, they told me to get out this hospital. I checked out, and I got well.
Charles, thank you very much for stopping by, and good luck down the road. We hope to see you in Chicago again. We're going to send it back up to Richard, who's, I think...
Morning ice cream. Hello, there's Gilda. Can I call you on the phone? Hello, there's Gilda. Can I call you on the phone? Wanna take you for a soda, baby girl, and I'm morning ice cream cone.
Thank you.
Thank you. We got this album on sale here now. Got my eyes on you. You know I love you. Love you better than I do myself. Just can't stand thought of you. Been loving someone else. Got an eye on you now, watching everything you're doing. I give you my loving, my money, and my time. Just to know what you're doing. Cause you're mine, mine, oh mine. I got my eyes on you, watching everything you do. Know that you think you're smart. Know that you think you're free. Never get you with someone else. Try putting it on you quick. Just like you want. All you got to do now say I'm going on downtown on a bad baby with my face. And I want you watching everything you this on my new album. I'm about to put ice, baby. Oh, God. Oh, don't stop messing with my music. I'm don't stop now, I'm gonna now. I'm gonna put some action on my beat. Messing around with my music. Oh, girl, you better stop messing around with my music. If you don't stop now, I'm gonna put some action on my mouth. My music. party, babe. All around town, look for my babe, and she can't be found. Looking for my babe. Yes, looking for my babe. Well, I'm looking for my baby, and I wonder why did she go. Look for my baby, all I want down. Run for my baby, come on home now. Looking for my baby. Yeah, looking for my baby. Well, I'm looking for my baby, and I wonder why did she go. Search all day, search all night. Wonder why my baby didn't come home tonight. Searching for my baby. Yeah, searching for my baby. Well, I'm searching for that girl and I wonder why did she go.
Thank you.
Lloyd Jones. Just as if it's 19 years old. The song I've written for Buddy Waters.
Thank you.
wrong. My baby ran away and left me. Left me all alone.
You've been listening to a pair of live performance sets from past Chicago Blues Festival performances. First, Charles Brown from the year 1988. Then we listened to Smokey Smothers and his band, the Ice Cream Men, from the year 1986. In addition to Smokey Smothers, you also heard, I think, the last public performance by noted Chicago bluesman Floyd Jones. I think that was the last time that he ever performed, and died a couple of years later. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We are going to pause and identify the station, and then we'll be back with our fifth and final hour.